Hi, Supernaturals. It is your host, Bevy Hines. I am the CEO and founder of Hair Scripts, the platform that is connecting women with hair loss to dermatologists, trichologists, and hair loss experts who can help you with your hair loss problems, provide you support, and help you build your own hair growth regimen. I am really excited about my guest today, Ms. Judy Carrasso. She is a hair loss practitioner. She has her own line of beauty products called The Art of Beauty Hair Care, and she's going to talk about that more in detail. But today's topic is the top three mistakes women make that lead to hair loss. And I think it's very important that we talk about this because we don't know that some of the things we've just been doing just out of habit or we just learned from someone else are some of the top reasons that we're actually losing our hair. So before I keep talking, because you guys know I love to, I would love Miss Judy to introduce herself, tell us about herself, and just what led you to this on this path as far as a hair loss practitioner and what brought you to this point.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Judy Carrasco, known as the Healthy Hair Speaker. I've been in the beauty industry for 15 years now. I've been a licensed cosmetologist, and for 3 years, I've been a hair loss practitioner. And I've always loved the beauty industry, grew up with eight sisters. So I was originally a nail tech first. I was a nail tech for about maybe 2 years, and then I went back and got my license because my hairstylist at the time, when I was assisting her on Saturdays in between me doing nails, she was like, "You need to go and, you know, get your cosmetology license. You're good." And I was like, doubting myself, like, "I don't know if I can because I won't be as good as her." Because, like, for me, she was the standard about, she always talked to her clients about hair care. So that's how I got started in the beauty industry. Long story short, I started noticing about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, women were starting to lose their hair more and more. And I noticed it wasn't necessarily just women who were relaxed. It was women that were natural. So I kind of started digging deep as like, what's going on? And then that's when, you know, through other colleagues, I found out about a hair loss practitioner program. So did that, became certified, and then continued my education. I'm actually in school now to be a trichologist, which would be basically like a hair physician. Mm-hmm. So I'll be able to actually, you know, do non-invasive surgeries and things like that to be able to help women get their hair back if it's possible. So I'm in school for that now. And I just love the beauty industry. And for me, I've always had a dream of actually having a hair care line that's botanically based, that has natural ingredients that can help combat the problems that I'm seeing that women are having when it comes to hair care and hair loss, trying to do hair at home. And with, you know, YouTube University, a lot of women are getting really bad information out there. So I figured us as professionals, it's time for us to actually take on the platforms that we have and actually speak about what is truly hair care. And I like to call it busting the myths. So I have myth busting sessions where I talk about, you ladies are believing these things, but it's really a myth and it's actually destroying your hair.
There's a few things you said that I want to double down on a little bit. So I'll start in a specific order. So one, you said you do myth busters. Where do you typically have these conversations?
Typically live on Facebook or IGTV.
What's the name of the podcast?
My podcast is Let's Talk Hair. It's on Podbean.
Okay.
And I have it on Podbean as well, too. But typically, if I go live on Facebook, then I'll have a session where I'm like, hey, this is a myth that you all believe in. For example, some women, especially in the Caribbean, believe that when it's time for a relaxer, they have to make sure that their hair is really dirty. So first time I saw that, a woman came to me with like baby powder in her hair. She put Vaseline. It was like so gooky, and I'm like, what's going on with your scalp? She's like, oh yeah, your hair has to be dirty or the relaxer won't take. And I'm like, relaxer won't take?
Wow. Okay.
I'm like, if anything it's a chemical, and now it's mixing with whatever ingredients are in that baby powder and that Vaseline, and it could cause any kind of chemical reaction, and we don't know what that's gonna do. So I decided to do a live about it, you know, when I was thinking about, okay, what are some things that women are believing? And you know, people are like, oh my gosh, I've heard that too. Growing up in the Caribbean, I was told that you're supposed to have dirty hair when you're getting a relaxer because it's supposed to make your hair mysteriously become more relaxed and grow. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, that's not true.
That's not true. So another thing you said, what you called the YouTube University. Yes. What's one of the things that you see a lot on YouTube and you're just like, no, that's not helping you? What's something that you usually see on YouTube?
something that I see on YouTube that a lot of
YouTubers
do that's really crazy is taking like actually whole foods, blending it and putting it in their hair. That's doing the most.
Okay.
Hair is made of keratin. Keratin is basically an extension of our skin, mm-hmm. and our hair is hardened keratin. Mm-hmm. So our hair needs molecular size, very, very small molecules of nutrients, supplements, products to actually penetrate into the hair. So when people are doing things like, I've seen like one of the trends was sweet potato. People were mashing sweet potatoes and putting it in their hair. And I'm like, first of all, you boil the sweet potato. So in the water, all that beta carotene, that's why the water turns orange.
Right.
It's gone out of the sweet potato. That's why you should steam your vegetables, right? Mm. And then they take it, they mash it, and they're putting olive oil and eggs and all this other stuff, putting it on their hair. Now, the way it works, every time we scratch our scalp, we put microscopic cuts in our scalp. So let's say you just did this mixture and you just put it on your scalp, right? So now, not only you have a cut, an open wound, you're now applying this mask of all types of things that you mix together. Mm-hmm. And if it's not rinsed out properly, what I'm seeing is when it's not rinsed out properly, fungus and mold begin to grow on the scalp.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And then on top of that, it may feel good for a little while, but what you're actually doing is causing a film to build up over and over of food.
A food that doesn't actually break down and penetrate.
It does not break down. Mm-hmm. That's why we use, and that's why in products we use extracts. We use oils because those things, the molecules are small enough to penetrate into the hair. A whole sweet potato, you're doing nothing but wasting food.
You're just
saving for dinner, sis.
Food. Wow. So if I'm hearing correctly, it sounds like you're saying, Judy, that most DIYs are kind of not really effective.
Not at all.
Wow.
Not at all.
Is there a DIY, at least one that you believe in that you're like, listen, this actually does work?
Yeah. For example, aloe.
Okay.
Fresh aloe vera. I do it sometimes when I'm doing scalp detox. If I see a lot of inflammation, I will use aloe because the aloe, topically, if you have a sunburn, you can feel it working right away. The molecular structure of an aloe is like the texture of it. It can literally penetrate into the skin. So I can use aloe for scalp detox or to, you know, use it if the hair feels a little dry. You can use that as well, too. But it, again, it's about the molecules. So the molecules of an aloe is way different from a sweet potato.
Right. Yeah. So aloe, and I'm just curious, if someone can create a nice little mask with aloe, what would you recommend they kind of, you know, a concoction that they could put together that's good for
just the aloe by itself.
Just the aloe.
Just the aloe and a carrier oil with essential oils.
Okay.
Like if someone has really bad inflammation on their scalp, which inflammation on the scalp is a sign that there's inflammation in the body. So that's just your body's reacting to it.
Mm.
Aloe, you can put a few drops of rosemary, lavender, maybe a few drops of eucalyptus or peppermint. Of course, making sure that you're not sensitive to essential oils with a carrier oil. You never want to use essential oils without a carrier oil because they are like the purest form of essential oils. For example, tea tree oil, if you put that on the skin, it will burn.
Right.
So a carrier oil like jojoba oil, I highly recommend jojoba oil because jojoba oil is vitamin E and it's the closest oil that mimics the actual natural oil that we produce called sebum on our body.
Mm.
So when you wake up in the morning, your face is greasy or your scalp is really greasy, that's the body's natural oil secretion called sebum. And jojoba oil is actually the closest oil that we have, you know, in the earth that's closest to sebum.
To sebum. So I have a question because I've had some guests on here that says, do not add oil to your hair or scalp whatsoever because you already have sebum. So now you're adding excess sebum or excess oil and now you're just creating an overproduction. What are your thoughts on that? Not that there's a right or wrong answer. I'm just curious about your thoughts.
For me, it depends on the person's situation because there are some situations. If the person's scalp is already oily and then you put more oil on it, you're going to continue that buildup. So I suggest, you know, instead of doing oils on the scalp, do a hot oil treatment And then you're going to rinse that off. You're going to clarify the hair because the body's overproducing oil. So someone who's extra greasy all the time, they don't need oil on their scalp. Someone who also to have, you know, scalp disorders, certain oils can actually do more harm than good, which we'll get into that later when we're talking about the hair loss. So, you know, it depends on the person. It's never cookie cutter.
Right.
It's never cookie cutter. That's why seeking a professional is important, because professionals know how to mix and, you know, create custom treatments for, like when I do a scalp detox, everyone's not getting the same thing because everyone may not need lavender essential oil on their scalp. Right. Everyone may not need cedar wood on their scalp. So it's different.
You heard that, Supernaturals. There's no one size fit all. That's why you absolutely have to consult with a professional, an expert who can create a custom growth plan just for you. And if you want to find one, please, you can click on the link to Hair Scripts below to find a professional that specializes in hair and skin of color. So now, before we jump into the top three, because DIYs, we could end this. I think we, because DIYs, there's such a huge misconception. Especially in the natural hair community, right? Because
the natural hair is the worst. And
that's the question I want to ask you before we jump into the top three, because you said in the beginning, when you were introducing yourself, you said you noticed that you were seeing a lot more hair loss in natural women than relaxed women. And I was like, wait, like what? Hold on, explain that to me. And then I want to, this DIY thing I would love to unpack, but we'll go into the top three. But please explain how you're seeing more hair loss in the natural hair community than amongst relaxed women.
So I think it all started with the natural hair movement back in like 2008 when it started becoming a really big thing. Oh, chemicals, stay away from chemicals. And, you know, I'll get on that as well too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women have this misconception that natural means I no longer have to take care of my hair. Mm-hmm. Or because I'm natural, I can do what I want now with my hair. Because if I was relaxed, I couldn't get, you know, the highlights with the bleaching. I couldn't go swimming. Some women say I couldn't work out because I'm relaxed and things like that. So what I'm finding is with the DIY, a lot of women who go natural, not only are they experimenting with things that should not be mixed together when it comes to their hair, they're also not caring for their hair properly. For example, and I talked about this in my latest podcast, co-washing is the biggest culprit that I have seen so far with the natural community, because a lot of women are going natural and thinking, like, oh, well, now I can skip a shampoo because my hair gets too tangled. So I'm just going to co-wash. Right. So I like to explain co-wash as, for example, you're going to be taking a shower, you put body wash on, you never rinse it off, and you just jump out. You go about your day, you're sweating, you go to the gym, you're working out, you're doing everything else that you need to. Next day, you wake up, put more body wash on. So women are treating co-wash as a Band-Aid.
Ooh.
Hair, especially natural hair, has to be clarified. It has to be hydrated. It has to be moisturized. You need your protein, so you cannot skip a shampoo regimen. You know, there's this, there's a myth in the natural community that shampoo is bad. Like, oh my gosh, stop shampooing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if shampoo is bad, then you shouldn't use body wash either. Mm-hmm. You should not use soap either. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about the ingredients. It's all about the actual time that it took to actually create the ingredients. And people who know hair care know that there's certain ingredients that the hair absolutely needs.
Right.
For example, a shampoo that is sulfate-free, I recommend it whether you're relaxed, natural, chemically treated, because sulfates actually pulls the natural oils out of the hair. That sebum that we naturally create, it's not good to remove all of the sebum because now you're running the risk of the hair being dry. So it signals the body, let me create even more sebum.
Mm.
So then now you become even greasier and greasier.
Right.
So sulfate-free shampoo is needed not only to cleanse the hair, but also to keep the natural oils in the hair without disturbing the pH of the scalp.
Mm.
So a lot of women who are natural that are choosing to just co-wash, not only are you building a layer of, you know, this product, and over time, it causes fungus. Mm. Why? Because if it's not rinsed out thoroughly, and if you are sweating, if you are doing protective stuff, I've seen women do a co-wash and then go straight into a protective style, not drying the hair and scalp properly. So say, for example, they went and they got a sew-in. That sew-in then stayed 3 months in the hair. Well, you still were going to the gym. You still were, you know, doing your regular activities, your pat, pat, pat. And then you go and put oil on it when the scalp starts itching. Now, what does mold and fungus need to survive? It needs, number one, a warm environment. Mm-hmm. Number two, it needs an environment that is moist. Mm-hmm. So what do you think that scalp basically just did for the fungus and mold?
Right.
You are literally creating an environment for fungus and mold to thrive.
Right.
So I'm seeing a lot of women who are natural, they're neglecting their hair by thinking that I don't have to shampoo anymore because I heard shampoo was bad because somebody told me on YouTube. Yeah. And all I have to do is co-wash because I don't feel like, because a lot of women who are natural, they struggle with their natural hair.
Right.
It's a lot of work. Like, yeah. I would say maybe 85 to 90% of my clients are natural. Let me tell you, baby, at the end of the week, my arms are toned, honey. It feels like I've been lifting weights all week. Natural hair is not easy to care for. So a lot of women feel like, well, this natural hair is too much, so let me just go ahead and co-wash. Co-wash was created so that way you can detangle your hair and then go back in and shampoo.
Ah, okay.
Because the reason why the hair feels so good, because co-wash is actually just a conditioner.
That's
but you can't just leave conditioner in your hair.
Right.
It's good because the conditioner, what it does, it lowers the pH of the hair. And I always tell women, like, think of shingles on a house, right? The way that they're stacked, the shingles on the house are on top of each other. So what conditioner does, it literally, with your body temperature, and say if they're under a dryer, what conditioner does, it elevates each shingle, and then the nutrients are able to now go inside. So when you go and rinse the hair out, it closes back down. That's so why conditioner is the last step in the shampooing process.
Gotcha.
So if shingles on a house, your body temperature, or sitting under the dryer. Why do you think stylists put you under the dryer or steamer? Mm-hmm. The heat causes the hair to open.
Right.
And after it opens, all the nutrients, botanical extracts that the hair is ever going to need, because guess what? After 25 minutes, the hair cannot soak in anymore.
Really?
So this whole 4 hours of conditioner, so my hair, people are wasting their Saturdays or their wash days, whatever day they choose.
Really?
Because, and here's another way that you can remember this. Think of hair as a sponge and then the bucket of water. Can the sponge actually collect all of the water that's in the bucket?
No. Mm-mm.
The sponge is literally going to take what it can take. And then after that, once you lift it up, it's still water left and it's dripping water because it can't take anymore. Mm-hmm. So the way hair was created, after about 25 minutes, that's why most conditioners, if you read the labels, after 25 minutes, it says, okay, after 20 minutes, 25 minutes, rinse it out. Because now what you're going to do with the cool water, you're going to lock in everything. And everything else that is excess, rinses right off. Mm-hmm. It shuts the cuticle down. And when the cuticles are flat on top of each other and they are smooth, the hair is silky.
So do we?
That's the science of hair.
Or cool water.
You're going to always rinse your conditioner with cool to cold water.
Cool to cold. And what's the reason?
Heat opens it up. Cool water closes it down.
See?
It's science. And it's like you can't argue with science.
Wow.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I'm not sure I remember what it's called, but like I guess it is overly moisturizing your hair.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the term, but there's a term that I've been seeing around, like, but when it's just excessive moisture, that causes a problem too.
It does, because what happens is the hair begins to swell. That's why I don't use a steamer anymore really in the salon. I have another device that's called a hydration mister because it's different. It uses vibration technology. It breaks down the water molecules and make it into a fine mist so that way when it enters into the hair, it's not harming the hair. A steamer boils, and as it boils, the water, hot water that boils after a while leaves holes and pockets in the hair. So when you go and blow dry, that's where heat damage is coming from. Because what happens to water if you heat it up? It boils. So you're boiling the hair with the blow dryer when you use a steamer. So what happens is the hair gets too much of that moisture from the water, and then it becomes like a rubber band that lost its elasticity, and it's just mush. And you can't revert from that. You would have to cut the hair off.
Really? So that's just irreversible.
It's irreversible.
I've been saying to people about the steaming. I'm not a big fan of the
steaming
hair. I'm not. And yeah. I love, you know, I wonder, I meant to ask, like, are you a teacher? Are you teaching this stuff? Because your analogy.
I do.
Yo, your analogy.
I actually wrote a book too.
Girl, this is your opportunity. What's the name of the book?
It's called Your Hair is Your Glory, Your Guide to Healthy Hair. I wrote it in 2017. And it's a quick read where it's 7 chapters, and I talk about diet and exercise. Thank you, love. Here's my book.
Okay.
This is my first book. I'm supposed to launch my second one because people are like, so when are you going to launch your second one? So in here, I decided when I started my journey as a hair loss practitioner, I said, let me educate women about your diet and exercise, because it's not just product. It's your lifestyle. Healthy hair is a lifestyle. It's a choice. It's your diet and nutrition. It's your water intake. It's your supplement intake.
Right.
It's your lifestyle. It's how you care for your hair in between salon visits. It's how you care for your hair when you're going to bed as well, too. So I talk about that. I talk about how to find the right stylist that's for you, because not everybody's hand should be in your head.
Right.
So I just break it down a little bit here in my book.
That is
awesome. Healthy hair.
Absolutely. We're going to link all that information down in our description. So in my mind, I'm laughing because I'm like, okay, we're going to get into it. I'm like, we're already number one, said DIY.
DIY
solutions, because the molecules in whole foods are too big and they're not able, your hair is just not able to absorb or even eat, you know, the molecules. You said the only DIY that really makes sense is aloe. You can mix that with essential oils and a carrier oil if you need to, but it's on a
Basically. And aloe is 98% water, and that's the only reason why it's ideal.
Really?
Aloe is 98% water.
So it's like a hand sanitizer. It's just
pretty much.
Just nature.
And our body needs water.
That's
pretty much. Another thing I want to say about the steamer, when people hear heat damage, they automatically think it's a flat iron. Steamers cause heat damage as well.
Wow.
Because what I just explained about the water boiling the hair.
Wow, that is so interesting. There's so much things. Okay, I feel like, okay, so there was so much that you said. Hold on, so remind me. Number two was, because you did say something. So we talked about the DIY solution.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about co-washing. Co-washing is literally build up on top of build up, and you're not clarifying your scalp. And you're breeding bacteria, basically.
Bacteria, yeah.
Right, you're not balancing environmental bacteria, which can lead to a scalp disorder, right?
Yep.
And then three, you said you talked about over. It's like we went to four. You talked about deep conditioning, right? Because some people, you use the analogy of a sponge that has a limit, right? Of how much
you take it. You're wasting time sitting there for 4 hours. That's why women who are natural dread wash day. And it's not wash. You wash clothes, you shampoo hair. That's why women dread their shampoo day, because, oh my gosh, it's going to take 4 hours. It should not take 4 hours.
It should not take 4 hours.
It should not. And, you know, yes, I'm a professional, but I could get a natural with their shampoo treatment style, an hour and a half, 2 hours, they're out the door. It should not take that long.
Yeah.
Again, it's YouTube University and being deceived by people who are not professionals. Your hair cannot absorb any more conditioner after 25 minutes, boo. That's it.
Social proof is a powerful, let me tell you, influence is a powerful thing, because you don't have to have no type of professional or scientific background.
At all.
A million followers, people are going to listen to you, okay?
And that's something that always bothered me, because it's like, we as professionals, we have to go to school. What, here in Florida, it's an 18-month program, a year to 18 months, depending if you go in the morning or evening, to become a cosmetologist, to get a piece of paper that said you studied, you got 1,200 hours, you understand the science of hair, you understand the science of chemicals, you understand how hair works. But then anyone can just get on YouTube and say, this is what worked for me, guys, this is what you should do. And then 500,000 women follow along, and they're following. And that's why 80% of women today are losing their hair.
Wow, because they're doing a whole bunch of foolish. I mean, and then just and they coming from a good place, right?
Now, right. They mean well.
Right. So hold on, because I remember you said you were going to come back to something. So we're going to come back to it right now. And I guess that's going to be the last one. So after overly deep conditioning, you talked about heat damage through things like steamers, because it's boiling. It's basically boiling
the hair.
the hair, and it's leaving holes in the hair that can never be reversed. So you would actually damage your hair permanently and would have to cut it off.
Yeah.
I guess, how does that present? How does that look? How do I know that I've damaged my hair to the point of no return and I have to cut it off?
So there's something that's called a density test, where we take a strand of hair and you kind of roll it in between your fingers. If it feels like a thick wire, you have thick hair. If it feels like more of like a regular strand, you have medium hair. If it feels like silk, you have fine hair. That's how we do a density test in the salon. So we do that and we test it out. If we go ahead and we pull the hair and it doesn't break after stretching, you can feel the elasticity in the hair, right? So that's a healthy hair strand. When a hair has had too much water, and the correct term is hydrogel. It's a hydrogel situation. So that means there's too much water in the hair. So when you take that, and then it just feels like you, have you ever like chewed gum and you chewed it to the point where there was nothing left?
Right.
And it just like starts to melt. That's what it feels like. It's rubbery and it does not have any life left to it. And when it's wet, if you touch it, it feels like slime.
Wow.
It's like it's so soft that it feels slimy. Like you can tell it doesn't feel right.
Right. And so some people are feeling that their hair are naturally stretched. And you know, it's funny because I'm looking back, I'm thinking about me. And there was a time, obviously, you know, I was going through my own bout of hair loss, but like, you know, I think in that process of going through hair loss and me trying to stop the bleeding, I was just doing a whole bunch of foolish things to try to stop my hair from, before I seen a professional, right? Because mm-hmm. you can't figure it out on your own. And I was doing the things, a lot of the things that you said not to do, I was doing. And I was realizing, like, why my hair just seems so limp? Like, it just...
It has no... It's just like this, like this.
And it's funny because my curls before used to bounce, like, or they used to... I used to have shrinkage, right? They used to whoop, bounce. Mm-hmm. And now I would... Not at this point, but at that point, I would walk... Like, when I would wash and whatever, it would just be limp. Like, it didn't
have... No life to it.
No life. And I didn't mind at the time because it just looked stretched. You know how if you hate the shrinkage, but it wasn't shrinkage.
Yeah. So you got a couple of inches, so you was happy about that.
Okay, and then the curls would be at the bottom. I'd be like, okay, I can live with this.
Uh-huh.
But now that my hair is in a healthier state, because I did connect with a dermatologist who created a growth plan for me, and I started mm-hmm. working on first healthy scalp first. Before all of that other stuff, now I'm in a place where, okay, I'm actually focused on, you know, making sure my texture is popping and stuff. You know, I had that mm-hmm. stage, but now my curls are poof, like they're bouncing again, like they're mm-hmm. and now.
And if a curl doesn't bounce, then that curl's not healthy.
Wow! And now that you're saying what you're saying, I'm like, wow! Now it makes sense.
Yes.
So last thing, you talked about. Naturals in the natural community not wanting to use chemicals on their hair. Now, you didn't go in depth. You said, I'm going to talk about it later. So let's talk about it now.
So I always find it funny when I'm consulting with a natural and she's like, oh, I don't do chemicals. I don't do chemicals in my hair. I said, okay. The ingredients on your deodorant. Mm-hmm. What's in your deodorant?
Aluminum.
Is it all natural?
Mm-mm.
When you're pumping gas in your car, do you know the fumes in the gasoline? We actually inhale that.
Mm.
Chemtrails outside. There's chemicals everywhere. Relaxers, it should be the least of someone's worry, as far as in the sense of, I don't want chemicals around me.
Right.
But at the end of the day, they're still rinsing their dishes off with Clorox or with bleach.
Okay.
So chemicals, I want naturals to understand, chemicals is not just relaxers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the natural community have been duped to think that chemicals is just in relaxers, when there's a lot of popular hair care natural brands that have more chemicals in them than a tub of relaxer.
Mm.
If you don't know ingredients, you just won't know.
Right.
How do you think your curls are just staying so silky, or when you blow it out, it's like naturals are being duped because majority of the natural hair care brands aren't even owned by people who look like you.
Right.
They're owned by white males.
Mm-hmm.
And when they unfortunately acquire and take over a company that may have started that way, first thing they do is they remove the ingredients that can actually help the natural texture hair. Mm. Why? Because the oils, the extracts, the butters are expensive.
Mm.
And keep in mind, if they do have it in there, it's probably like 0.2% of that shea butter in there.
Right.
Because they could care less about what your hair actually look like if only they can use enough ingredients that are actually mimicking the real thing.
Right.
That's going to keep you coming back and buying that $14.99 jar.
So now this is the question that I'm sure everyone's going to ask. This, it's just too much. It's too much to remember. What should I look for? Where should I shop for hair care? Because I want to take care of my scalp and all of that, but I still don't want to be out here looking like a frizzy mess, right?
Right.
So where's the happy medium? What can I do? What product?
You're a professional stylist. Back in the days, women weren't going to drugstores for hair products because they knew the professional stylist, the respect of the professional stylist, I feel like in the past decade, the respect of a professional stylist has been lost.
Mm.
And part of that is due to the beauty industry not respecting themselves.
Mm.
With stylists no longer wanting to educate or being tired of doing the work of hair and then just, well, not educating their clients. And
right.
I feel like the beauty industry has done a disservice to consumers by not being present.
Right.
Sending someone, oh, just go to Walgreens and pick up that shampoo.
Right.
Versus, I don't want to spend $40 on this gallon of shampoo that I know was formulated with good ingredients. I feel like the beauty industry has become, it became greedy and no longer wanted to, let me invest in hair care and education for myself so I can continue grow. Mind you, they were still going to the hair shows, but it was really for the aesthetics of it. It was really for the, let me just go shopping or the hangout of it, because in the beauty shows, you know, you're going to have entertainers, you're going to have, you know, different things going on. It's the parties and stuff like that. But when you actually, and I observed that when I went to my first hair show, there was a class that was a business class on how to educate your clients on products. And it was probably 20 of us in there. And I'm like, that's strange, because it was at least 10,000 stylists.
Wow.
At that beauty show.
Totally.
Where is everybody?
Right.
I feel like the stylists themselves, we did a disservice to the community by not being educated ourselves and not sharing. I feel like we in the beauty industry have gotten to a point where, well, I don't want to tell them what I do and how to care for the hair at home because they're not going to come back. Well, if anything, my clients, they're like, well, I know you know, and I thank you for educating me, but yeah, I need you to keep doing my hair. And okay, I will get your products if there's an emergency and I can't do my hair or in between salon service. So I'm not losing out.
Right.
If I'm educating, I feel like there's a fear of like, if I educate them, they won't come. But
right.
There's a term that if you build it, they will come. It's true. If you're educating your clients, if you're educating yourself, first of all, and growing in the knowledge of, okay, the environment has changed. How is the environment now going to affect my client's hair, skin, and scalp? How is that going to change me as a stylist in order for me to be able to give them knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Most stylists don't even know that the chemtrails that are in the air, when it settles on the scalp, it causes itching. And if someone already has a microscopic cut, then that can actually start causing a reaction and cause inflammation on their scalp. And that inflammation can then turn into another disorder, which now she can start triggering hair loss.
That event. So let's talk about your products, right? Because again, so many people are just like, it's not that we don't want to do this, right? But it's too hard. It's just easy to run to Walmart and Target and just pick up some products that somebody slapped, you know, organic seal on it or clean and just buy
that. All that is marketing when they say natural, organic.
Education,
it's to get you to buy it.
Education doesn't sell, right? Consumerism and consumer marketing wins. And honestly, it will still win. So we have to kind of get in the game a little bit. So let's talk about your because you're doing that, right, with your product. So let's talk about the Art of Beauty, right? Art of Beauty Hair.
Yeah, Art of Beauty Hair Care.
Yes, let's talk about the products that you offer. That off the bat, what do you recommend that we buy if we want to get started towards changing our bad habits towards, you know, hair loss and hair care?
Well, for Art of Beauty, it's a botanically based, and it's botanicals and extract. It's actually formulated. The chemist is actually Black. It's formulated because the chemist knows black hair, and it's ingredients in it that most majority of women won't have sensitivity to because of the botanical extracts. So I would recommend the go-to would be the Serenity Scalp Soothing Shampoo.
Can we it's
so pretty.
Yes. Okay. Scalp
soothing. It's a scalp soothing shampoo. And hair care, not only does it begin with your diet, nutrition, and what you eat, but it also begins with your scalp. Every person needs to exfoliate and cleanse their scalp, whether you're Caucasian, Mexican, Asian, Black. Everyone has to exfoliate their scalp. So what this does, and scalp exfoliation doesn't necessarily mean you have like a very coarse scrub and you're like forcefully.
Please.
What did I say about the microscopic cuts again?
Right.
You don't have to. And another myth is if I scratch my scalp, the dandruff will go away. No, you actually just now the fungus and the microorganisms, the bacteria that's growing in the dandruff, every time you cut, you're. I can just keep going. But the Serenity Scalp Soothing Shampoo, it's a scalp detox in a bottle. So it helps to cleanse the scalp floor. It gives you a proper foundation. Whether you have dandruff or not, you need a proper foundation. So what this does, you wet your hair because, again, you need to start removing product by wetting your hair. And then you're going to focus this mainly on your scalp. It's still hydrating. So if it gets on your hair, that's fine, too. It's not going to feel dry at all. You want to leave it on for 60 seconds. Why is that? Most of us don't get the benefits of our shampoo because we rinse it off too early, too quick. So if this is something that's going to not only soothe the scalp, but it's also going to help with microcirculation. So it helps to promote circulation and stimulation on the scalp. So that way the scalp can do what? Promote hair growth. Mm. It helps to stimulate the follicles. So the follicles can now come alive. And then it also helps for the hair to actually feel really, really great. It gives you that nice sensation of mint and the lavender. So what it's going to do in the 60 seconds, it's allowing all of the ingredients to actually go into the scalp. And you remember Pac-Man?
Mm-hmm.
So what it's doing, it's finding bacteria in those 60 seconds, and it's just
getting
the bacteria off the scalp.
What's in it? Like, what's the main ingredient that's actually doing all these magical things?
So we have radish root.
Okay.
Radish root is actually great for inflammation. Most people who have an itchy scalp, it's inflammation. It's the body's way of telling you, hey, something's wrong, so I'm going to itch.
Right.
So we have radish root in here. We also have water. We have aloe in here.
Mm.
Key ingredients.
Right.
And distilled water at that, because it's been with reverse osmosis to make sure there's no heavy metals or traces of other elements in the water.
There's a lot of science that goes into a lot of these your products.
Yeah.
What else?
So I would definitely recommend that, because everyone needs their scalp to have a good foundation. If your scalp doesn't have a good foundation, you're not going to have healthy hair. Yeah. Your hair can be long, but that doesn't mean it's healthy.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I've been there.
So.
Wow. Yeah. So just recommend one more product for me. And where can we find your products?
You can find my products on artofbeautyproducts.com.
Okay.
My website. The next product I would highly recommend is my Confidence Detreatment Mask, because not only does it help build your confidence, it also is a wonderful silk amino acid conditioner treatment. So what that means, the silk proteins go into the hair. What does silk feel like? Very soft. It doesn't matter if you have what we call 4C hair, which that's a myth as well, guys. There's no such thing as 4C hair. It doesn't matter if you have 4C hair, 3A, whatever you want to call it. The Deep Confidence Deep Conditioning Mask, it's a restructive conditioner. So what it does, it goes into the hair, like the shingles on the house, with using that with my conditioning cap, which is a steaming cap that you can use at home. You put it on your hair after you've done your shampoo, you thoroughly shampooed your hair, rinsed out the shampoo. And what it's going to do is it's going to, of course, open up the hair again. And all of the extracts, all of the wonderful ingredients in here, is going to not only penetrate, it's going to also start repairing. So a sponge, again, has a lot of holes. So what it's going to start doing, the extracts and all of the ingredients, and it's going to go in and start filling the holes in the hair. So when you go in and you style immediately, like, I'm relaxed. Most people think I'm natural because I like to make sure that I deep condition my hair. I deep condition every week for the 25 minutes with my deep conditioning cap. And then I rinse it out. And this is just a two-strand 2-strand twist set.
Wow.
I did it last night with foam, and then I took it out this morning. Why? Because sometimes I like to give the blow dryer a little rest, you know. I don't like to flat iron my hair all the time. So I just do this, fluff it out. But I have softness. The hair is going to feel like it is repaired immediately. You can feel the difference immediately.
Right.
So most women that feel like my hair is so damaged beyond repair, that's not necessarily true. You just don't have the right ingredients.
Right. So
I recommend this for sure.
Awesome. So I have one last question for you, and then I want you to tell everyone where they can find you, especially if they're in your area. So mm-hmm. HairScripts, if you didn't know, is a platform that is connecting women like me and a lot of women like the clients that you have that are experiencing hair loss. I was diagnosed with female pattern hair loss. And, you know, women like me to experts like yourself for treatment and support. And the way we work is we are kind of like a matching service, right? Almost like a cleaner for getting mm-hmm. you guys together, finding the right person. And I just have a question as to what are your thoughts about a platform like HairScripts? You know, do you think that's necessary? And we do have a community so that we can support each other through the growth journey, because it's a journey. Sometimes we go up and sometimes we slip down. I've been going through this since 2018 and I'm still not out the water, right? I'm not out the fire yet. So what are your thoughts about a platform like HairScripts?
I actually love the idea of HairScripts. I've been looking for something like that for a long time because I'm like, okay, you know what? YouTube, I feel like YouTube has so much misinformation and I don't want for my voice to get lost in YouTube. So I'm like, I need to be able to speak to women that want to learn the right way. So when you know, the connection came about, I was like, oh my gosh, because so many women actually want the help, but they don't know that they want the help. And I feel like women who are connected to HairScripts already know that they want the help and they're actually going to look for the help. I feel like HairScript is absolutely necessary because women now need to know their daily habits are actually what's causing their hair loss. They need to know also too, just because you're predisposed to a certain type of hair loss or a situation doesn't mean that that has to be your story, because not all hair loss is actually permanent. And you don't actually have to have female pattern hair baldness. You don't have to have it. But how are you going to know if you don't have a platform where there's professionals like myself and my colleagues that are actually going to give you proper information?
Right.
So HairScripts, I feel like, is the cream of the crop. It's much needed. And I'm so excited to be able to partner with you all because women absolutely need this. And for such a time as this, it's definitely necessary.
Thank you so much. That was so, just so validating. And I thank you for the affirmation. Yes, we definitely did this because we also understand, you know, there's a difference between consumerism and then actual education. We're trying to merge. Yeah. So where can everyone find you? Because I know they're like, where can we get her? Because she's
Well, on Facebook, you can find me Judy Healthy Hair Speaker. On Instagram, I am Judy The Healthy Hair Speaker. On LinkedIn, I am Judy Healthy Hair Speaker. I'm on Twitter at Judy Healthy Hair Speaker as well. My podcast is on Podbean, Let's Talk Hair. And then my website is judythehealthyhairspeaker.com. And for more information about my products, you can go to www.artofbeautyproducts.com or you can email me at info@artofbeautyproducts.com.
Awesome. We're going to link everything down below, guys. Thank you so much. Judy, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me, Bev. I appreciate it. This was fun. I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.